I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Wow. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Wait, how many voices did we just hear?
I only hear three.
I only heard three.
One, two, three.
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 That's right. What do we? Isn't there normally is someone?
I feel like there's normally four.
Four. Someone's missing.
Does this bird speak?
No, Bonds does not speak. The Bonds is in today. She didn't want to stay home. So Bonds is here. You may hear chirping over the next month because, as you know, we do four shows in a day. But I do feel like something is Wait. Is it a crotchety old lesbian? Could that be what's missing?
I see a lesbian.
No,
but not a crotchety one.
No, not a crotchety old one. No, a young and spry, fresh-faced one.
Yeah.
Positive and full of life. Yeah, that one's here.
We've got
check.
I'm 25.
Present, accounted for.
The female hetero millennial.
Right.
We've got the male hetero millennial.
True. Yeah, we're definitely missing that crotchety old lesbian.
Where is the crotchety?
Where could she be?
Is she? Jeez, I know. Late.
It is late.
She is late.
It's probably because of her other show.
I think it is because of her other show. Apparently, she is... Where is she, Nicole?
On the 405.
But we're not mad.
No.
No.
Because all talent waits for their producer, right? I mean, that's just normal for the star to wait on the producer of their show.
Early. You got to set things up.
The producer's never early.
No. No. In fact, they're often late. Right? Leaving.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Their talent, right? Their talent. Just empty-handed. I know, Bonds. I know. Yeah, Bonds is mad.
Bonds preached an affirmation.
Well, I think that since we don't have the crotchety old lesbian here, we should catch up with some pleasantries. Jacob, how are things?
Things are going really well.
How's your pops? I know you wanted to talk about that today.
You know what? He's actually put himself in therapy. And
wow, what? For the first time?
I think he did marriage counseling forever ago, but this is okay. Definitely the first time he ever decided to like do it for himself.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. And he goes and he comes back every Wednesday. And also, it's the same day, you know, he hasn't been back to that poker game, which he had gone to for 20 years.
Oh, my God. Really?
And I really wanted to recognize him for that. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, he's doing it for himself. But I think that's really cool. He's really actually like
a 61-year-old man. Yeah, but his
relationship
with you is for himself. Well, you know what? Yeah. A lot of times when we talk about, you know, change is hard, right? People have to really want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I would always talk about when trying to get... Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, Janice.
Hi, Janice. We're just in the middle of a segment.
Good.
You don't mind, do you?
I'm glad.
Do you mind? No. Because we're just in the middle of a segment.
Good. I'm glad.
Okay. Well, I was just saying that when people change, they have to really, really want to change. And that's why on Biggest Loser, I would try to make them feel all of the pain that was associated with the way they were living so that the fear and the work associated with the change was less painful than the spot they were currently in. And I think where your dad found himself was in a position with his son, who he values the most in the world, that was extremely painful. And he's like, okay, nothing is worth that. Nothing. So the pain of looking at myself, or the pain of looking at why I do this, or the pain of looking at why I do that, is not worth the pain of my son feeling this way.
Yeah, and he's been putting a lot of effort towards other things in life too.
But it's private, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, Janice is just hiding in a corner. Ashamed of herself.
Hey, there was a medical emergency on the plane. What can I say?
Did you have gas? Is that what it was?
What?
Were you gassy?
No, someone was not doing well and had to get off the plane.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to turn around at the thing and go back.
Why didn't you say that my talent is waiting for me?
Because I am a kind person who has empathy for people.
No, 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 no. I am famous.
Well,
I am here waiting for Manus.
Well, why don't you tell the person who got taken off on a stretcher?
I'd say, hey, listen, you're going to have to get medical aid in Los Angeles. A very, very, very VIP, very important person is waiting.
The triple VIP.
The triple V. VIP, yes.
All right, well.
Janice,
yeah,
I'm going to need you to get in the game here.
Hold on, sister, now.
No, get in the game. I need...
Hang on, Jan. Sister. Oh, all right. Yes.
Okay.
I don't have my notebook.
Don't get in the game. Bond's pooped on the way here.
What's Bond? What's that stick?
Oh, that's her perch. What do you mean? What's that stick? It's her chalk perch.
Oh.
Yeah. She sharpens her beak and stuff on there.
Oh.
She likes it.
Hi, Bonds. I haven't seen you for so long.
I know. Bonds is here. She's just eating her raspberries.
Yes, I see that.
She's
it
chilling.
Looks like she's just killed a lion in the jungle.
Look at the birds are like, you can really see the dinosaur in there. Look at the beak and the whole the pterodactyl claws.
Remember the time on tour when we left the green room and we forgot to
oh my god.
And Bonds
there was a whole vegetable platter and I had her on her perch.
Oh my god, like every green room would set up like this beautiful display for Jill every show. Beautiful thing, and Bonds did you forget or what happened?
She jumped off her perch.
Oh my god.
Jumped off of her perch, walked across the floor, crawled up the tablecloth.
Oh my god.
And gorged herself.
It looked like
it gorged herself.
Oh.
No, it was bad. She was just lying there rubbing her belly.
Yeah, it was just gorged. She was like could barely walk. And week Janice and I came in and there was just parsley and carrots.
It
cucumbers
so
everywhere, and the bird was like, ugh. She didn't eat for like 2 days after that.
Look at her.
Yeah. Good morning, Bonder. So,
yes.
I need your help.
I'm always here to help you. I just got a little waylaid.
Are you present?
I'm all... I'm all right. Always present.
So,
yes.
Recently, you know, people are not perfect. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to hurt your feelings, and you're going to do the same. And a few things have, like, come up with some friends, and mostly one friend, but, like, and also kind of a little bit sort of another, because we're all, like, this group of friends, yeah, right? Yeah. And it's, I'm looking at the way that people fight. Mm. And I want to... I want to talk about that today because we're going to fight with people, right? But mm-hmm. there are things that happen sometimes in fights where you're like, I don't know that I'm going to rebound from that. And I can't tell if it's just me. Do you know what I mean? Or if it's like
do you mean the fight got the fight cycled out of control? Because that can happen.
Right. Well, sometimes people say things that they shouldn't say or I think they shouldn't say. Or, like, they have, like, my shrink calls it, like, literally, like, a bowel movement. Like a child having an impulsive, like, bleh everywhere. And it's like, he's like, yeah, well, you know, what people say in those moments, I'm like, you can say, hey, you know, what they say in those moments, they don't mean. But it's kind of like, once that's out there, I don't know how you come back from that. You got to be real careful, at least with me, about crossing that line. And, like, there are things that people have done that, you know, you want to be like, oh, you know, when this happened or when that happened. But you don't. It's just dirty. It's like the line you don't cross. Does that make any sense?
Well, it does.
The things like, you don't say.
It's like the Four Agreements. I can't remember. Ruiz wrote, remember the Four Agreements?
Yes, and but one I never actually never read it.
Oh, it's...
You've talked about it years and years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I can't name the Four Agreements, but one of them is be impeccable with your word. Mm,
okay.
And that... Yeah. Really resonated for me because once you say it, like, be impeccable, because if it's out there and it goes out there,
yeah.
You can't, it's out in the universe. You can't take it back.
Yeah. No. And it's like literally someone brought something up from 6 years ago.
Ooh, that's an old resentment.
6 years. And it was like, I was pregnant and you got drunk and it's something. And I was like, that was my birthday.
Yeah.
was my birthday. And all of our friends planned that. And like, it made me look at this person as like, wow, are you really that selfish? It was my birthday. Sorry that one day wasn't about you in our group or what have you. But I just... And then it's like, and then it was, you know, 2 years ago, you said something on a podcast, actually, and you didn't give it context 2 years ago, right? And I go, so I played the, I took the clip of the podcast.
You found it?
I found it.
Oh, Lord.
I sent it to her, and I was like, here it is. And it absolutely had context. 100% explained the whole situation. And I was like, so you... For 2 years have been mad? Like, all the times I've seen you over 2 years, for 2 years you've been mad mm-hmm. about this? And by the way, you A, didn't say anything to me, and B, never listened to it?
Well, that's someone's story and ammo, as far as I'm concerned. Well, if you're going to store resentments like that...
I had no idea. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And sure. You know how I found out? Because a friend that I was fighting with... said, oh, well, you know, everyone, you know, hates you and think I'm not, you know, yeah. And I was like, wow, everyone hates me. All the people I see all the time, like, hate me. And I was like, okay, you know, everyone thinks you're this and this and this, right? So I was like, all right, let me clean up my side of the street and talk with friends and say, hey, you know, do you feel like I'm this or that or this? And this one friend, I could tell it was her.
Now, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Why did you go fishing like that? Why didn't you just like
tell
why
me.
Why yeah. did you why did you go out to your posse?
Because it was said to me by one of them, you know, well, everyone feels this way about you.
Yeah.
So I was like, really? Because
okay.
Yep. Because that's not a perception of that I'm having. So I went to my friends and I was like, look, you know, do you feel, because the past several years have been hard years. I'm not going to lie. Like, really, not this year. This year has actually been quite nice, but they've been hard years, man. I mean, they have. Like, I had Biggest Loser try to destroy my brand over a fake drug scandal. I mean, that was crazy. It was so crazy and horrible and stressful. I mean, and it kind of started there, and it's like Losing It was canceled, and then that, and it, for me, I love my work, and I also have like the homeless, weird, irrational fear of like, I'm going to lose everything and my family's going to be on the street. And yeah. I wouldn't care so much if I was alone, but when I have like kids and a family and I feel like I'm the provider and I'm going to lose everything and we're going to be homeless. And it's like, and I've gone through things, by the way, that like I've almost lost everything at least 3 times in the last X amount of years. So one was like biggest, you know, NBC trying to create this fake drug scandal. And then of course, when, you know, they were called out on it, they were like, oh, no, that didn't happen. She gave them caffeine. She wasn't allowed, though. But you remember, I mean, mm-hmm. They gave it the college try. And I got a phone call.
Very publicly.
And I got a phone call from Maria Menounos, which is why I will always, always have mad love for her. And she called me and she said, what is going on? And I said, what are you talking about? Right. And anyway, she's like, there's someone from inside there trying to leak this story to us. I'm going to kill it. Did any of this happen? I was like, no, none of it happened. Anyway, there was that. And then there was another incident where it was like, oh, you know, we're going to say, you know, I want $500,000, or I'm going to say that you fired me because I'm pregnant, which of course didn't happen. Did not either, by the way, give the $500,000 because I was able to prove why I fired this person. But like, can you imagine that headline? Jillian Michaels is prejudiced against pregnant people. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine in the middle, by the way, I was writing the pregnancy book at the time and this person knew that. And like my whole brand is about being there for mom right now. Like, can you imagine that headline? And people don't believe, you know, they don't believe what's true. They believe headlines.
Yeah, true.
They just do. I mean, and then there was like a legal disaster where a lawyer had made a mistake and didn't disclose part of a deal on another deal. And they said, oh, we're going to sue you for fraud. I mean, dude, it was a horrible X amount of years.
So
I admit that, right?
So
she's like, well, you just been so angry. And I was like, I've definitely had many bad years, but I don't feel that I go out to any of you because I'm, you know, guarded. And I was like, and not only that, you know, I don't feel that I've put that on you. I feel like I've been a good friend. And it's like, well, everybody feels like, you know, you're angry and they just withdraw. So I thought, okay, am I doing this? So like 3 of my friends were like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And one of them was like, well, I just feel like you've been going through the motions. And that's when it was like, well, 2 years ago you did this. You know what I mean? And I was like, are you joking? Like you've been mad at me for 2 years and you didn't even like, and I said, first of all, I'm sorry I brought it up. It was a joke. It was a Too Famous segment. And I was like, it was all about like chaos that was surrounding a situation. I did have it all in context, you know, and I'm sorry if that upset you or what have you. And I was like, maybe you should have listened because she said, I got hate mail. And I was like, maybe you should have listened to the segment. Maybe you should have spoken to me about it earlier. But I thought like when you fight with someone like A, don't harbor that stuff. Don't.
But you know what, John King, I'm going to tell you this.
Please.
And I'm not defending any, this is just a
no, I want you to. I need you to, because I can only see my side.
But I think sometimes when something, let's say something happens 2 years ago, and I don't think we realize, and I'm going to speak for myself too, how much that incident impact, like sometimes the thing happens.
Okay.
And you go, oh, whatever. You know what?
Yeah.
You get on with your life. And you don't realize until down the road, God, that really pissed me off.
Okay.
That really, you know what? I was really hurt by that. And instead of saying something, we just kind of store it because it's like, oh, you start to second guess yourself going, oh, now to bring it up now, it's like too late now. I'd look like an idiot.
All right.
You get caught. I think when you're not vocal, you get caught in this weird, should I say something or should I just try and let it go? But honestly, when it's sitting that deep in you, It festers. It just becomes this resentment, and that's what I'm wondering if that's
maybe I hear
what,
that
possibly.
But then here would be my ask then, is don't do that.
You know, when you
have a feeling like it's not fair to yourself or the other person,
no,
to hold on to it. And but Janice, where's that trash can? I need to put some bird crap in it.
Yes, I saw. Yeah.
I have some bird shit here.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
So, okay. Don't do that. And I think it's the way you say, hey, you know, when this happened, it hurt my feelings. Because I know that like, if you're afraid of confrontation, and this person is not good with that, but when you end up withdrawing or harboring and resentments build, you're just going to create a disaster.
But we're not evolved enough to do that yet.
Some of us are.
Some of us are.
And that's what I want to talk about, because you just create this situation. And then, you know, the other friend who said some things like, no one likes you, and like, you're unhappy.
Well,
and
that's someone just trying to hurt you.
That stuff. Sorry. It made me, like, I literally in my heart was like, I will never trust you again. No. And then it's like she kind of tried to go back and act like everything was normal. And in my heart, I'm like, I'll never trust you. Like, I'll never feel able to be vulnerable with you. I'll never feel like you're not talking behind my back. And it's like, you got to be careful what you say.
Be impeccable with your words.
I get that you might be furious, but unless you want that relationship to be over, be really careful about what you say when you're lashing out. And it's like,
especially with old stuff, especially when
because
then you have to remind the person what they did. And half the time they're going, I don't remember. Or I'm so,
I looked back and I was like, that was my birthday. Yeah. It was my birthday.
Was it the boozy cycle?
No, it wasn't the boozy cycle. Like, me and all my friends were up in Napa at one time, and it's like, I don't even know. It wasn't the boozy cycle. But I just think when you're fighting, like, be really careful, because I don't know how I get past that with this person. I don't see myself getting past it. And it's like, I can't tell if I'm being like, oh, an infant, a baby, and it's like, stop being such a child. Or I don't know if I like harboring a grudge, but I look at this person now and I'm like, wow. So for you to say like, oh, you've just been so unhappy or whatever, when I'm looking at this going, okay, I have honestly just had some really hard years. I mean, holy mother of God, like 7 of them in a row, by the way, just repeatedly getting punched in the face over and over and over in ways that we haven't always discussed on the show, because there have been legal battles going on. But I mean, like, just, it's been a hard 7 years. I get it. But I also feel like I showed up for friends when I was needed. I paid for everything. Which maybe that's me holding that over someone's head. Like, hey, I paid for things. So, you know, but I also feel like I carried all the burden.
But don't you think they're projecting their own shit on you? I mean, we do that all the time to each other. You and me. I mean, in general, we project while we're feeling on that person, like, wow, you're really grumpy today. It's like, well, they're the ones who's grumpy. Wow, you're... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We project our own stuff.
Do I do with that?
You know what? There's an old book.
Okay.
By a woman.
Named Manis.
No. And it's called... And it's so funny. I just reordered it from Amazon because it's not in bookstores. Terry Cole Whitaker. And it's a little bit... And it's called What You Think of Me Is None of My Business.
Well,
and
but
it
what
is
if
so
they then
hard.
Tell, okay. But then they tell you that. I don't care what strangers think of me. What do you do about the relationship? Okay, imagine I said this to you.
Look at it.
You were like telling me about something, by the way, not very often, about something that was going on that was upsetting you, right? And after all this time, I was like, oh, God, man, it's just always so miserable. Would you ever open up to me again? And when you already didn't open up to me that much, because you realized you were like, that person's not the most sympathetic.
You mean like the way you're always harping on me to go on a date and I don't like it when you do that? But I tell you I don't like it when you do that and you keep doing it.
You know why?
So let's see. Here's why. Why?
Because I think that you need to be pushed out of your comfort zone.
But wait a minute. Now here we go.
Okay,
now we're
go.
Here.
Go.
Why? I think you like to see people, and maybe this is part of this.
Okay, go.
You find what makes Jillian happy.
Okay.
You know what makes Jillian happy.
Okay.
And for someone else to not want that same thing, I think screws with you.
I don't agree with you.
I think that when you see that I'm not living, let's say, kind of how you are comfortably living, you go, well, then there's something wrong with this picture.
No. Okay, I can tell you what I'm thinking. I can't tell you that I'm right. But I know what I'm... Thank you, Bonsai.
Yeah, Bonsai.
I know what I'm thinking. And I look at you a lot of times, and I see that your fear of rejection limits your... Honestly, inhibits your greatness. So whether it's your ability to do stand-up comedy, but you like don't want to deal with the rejection, or now, you know, you're doing a radio show, thank God, but the reality is like... you know, you're a very talented person. You could do way more in radio or in stand-up, but you don't. And I see it as like your fear of rejection, so you kind of, you become reclusive. And I think that, you know, you could allow someone to come into your world and really love you and support you. Not me, because I don't care enough. But my point is that there is someone out there who I think would really come in there and be that for you. And I think that you just won't make yourself vulnerable enough. So that is what I think of when I push you to do these things.
All right. Now let's, now we've gone into territory. I was trying
now
to
you
make
don't
this
want to
grand,
talk about
no,
see?
I was trying to make a grand
see,
point.
You know, I'm telling you the truth.
No, but I was trying to make a point about that I think
maybe I'm not hearing you. You feel like I'm not listening to you.
No, I just mean I'm going, let's go back to your
possible.
Let's
I do
go
that.
Let's go back to your this situation with a friend.
Oh, see what you.
No, but I mean,
you
I
see what you just did.
No, but we want to solve this. We want to try to figure this out.
But you went over here. I addressed it, and then you run from it. See,
I'm
you
not running. No, I'm not. See, you think I run? I am very happy.
Okay.
See, look at you. But look what you just did. You went, okay.
You know why?
It's unbelievable. Why
no,
can't a
I believe
be...
you're happy, but I also know, and it's from things you've said to me. I know you know in your own heart that, like, you look at the landscape. And you're like, I am funnier than this person, that person, this person, that person. And I know you know that, like, your humanity is more authentic and relatable than this person, that person, this person, that person. And I know you have a little bit of like, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And you've said to me like, well, I always wanted to be the next Carol Burnett. And my thing with you is, why is it too late for that? And that's the only thing. I mean, and that is what I do intrinsically is, you know, and you're right. It's like my desire to kind of like look at people and see like, wow, I feel like they're not living up to their potential. Sure, it's a projection because I'm constantly pushing myself out of like the fat kid, the big nose kid, the braces kid, the ugly duckling kid, the kid with acne, the loser kid, the kid that got bad grades. Yes. And, you know, now I'm the kid that's on 5 magazine covers a year. So, but it's deep in me, right? Yeah. And so when I do look at other people, whether it's like, my little brother, I want him to stop smoking pot, and I hound him and hound him and hound him, and he's been off for 12 days. And it's like, I hound him and hound him and hound him. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, you know, when I look at people and I see tremendous potential that for one reason or another, I think that they're blocking themselves from fulfilling. And when I really believe that they want to, that's when I will push. And with you, I know that you are, you know, sensitive. And you buy...
I'm a little flower.
Right. And you buy shit like, what people think of me is none of my business, because it does hurt your feelings. And the thing is, like, that's where I'm constantly trying to kind of push you into that space of, like, just take the shot. You know, it might not work the first time, second time, but it eventually will work because the talent is there.
Okay, so now let's bring this back to this. And I'm not trying to steer away.
Okay.
But...
Are we an hour into this segment?
We're an hour.
This is the
this
whole
is
show.
This
no,
is
we're just 21.
But aren't you glad we didn't talk about poop or sex yet?
I know. I'm so thrilled.
So just enjoy it.
Because it's coming. Yeah. Now, I'm just saying that maybe it's okay. Like, we've had this conversation before. This friend who hurts your feelings, maybe it's okay that it's, maybe it's come to...
An end.
Where it's supposed to end. I do believe
Well, that's
that.
What I'm asking. I'm asking, like, am I being a child and, like, shutting this person out? But at the same time, I'm also like, wow, like, you've talked behind my back, because I'm big on loyalty.
I know.
I'm really big on loyalty. And then they were...
I know, and you keep a tight circle.
Yeah, and they were like, you know, well, I didn't say anything I didn't say behind your back. I'm like, well, the shit you said behind my back was really not nice, and also, in large part, not true.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of like, how do you, I'm like, wow, you talk behind my back. Like you didn't appreciate everything that I did. You know, you've said like the nastiest, meanest things. Like, and it's just like personal, like deep cuts about friendships and family. And it's like, dude, I just don't, I don't know how you come back from that.
And maybe.
Great bonds. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's yeah. she's just
hanging
by
upside down on one foot.
I'm sorry. Yeah. See, And you know what? In the big picture, look at that. Look at that little bird. That bird loves you more than anything.
Yes, you do.
So you know what?
Bonds.
That friend can kiss it.
Really? Okay. Well, that's what I'm asking.
If you're
well,
hurt
and that's
by
what
it,
I'm saying. I'm also saying this, like, be real careful.
Be careful.
What you say.
Because because there are repercussions.
Yes.
There are repercussions to words and to actions. It just.
It is not like, oh, grow up or, oh, get over it or, oh, forgive. You know, it's just not that simple. And like my dad once said to my brother, and he said it to me, and he said horrible shit to my sister. And I remember my brother was talking about the last time he really had talked to my dad. He was 17, same age I was. And my dad was like, I don't have a son. Ugh. And my brother remembers it.
Sure he does.
I mean, like, he recounts it. And I, you know, and I worry because I'm like, God, what if he dies? And I look at, you know, my brother and sister, and they're going to be like rocking in a corner because they're much younger than me. It's not resolved. And I constantly am like, you know, my dad reaches out in his limited way. And I'm like, you don't have kids. Maybe you should try. Maybe, you know. And my brother is like, the last time I had a meaningful conversation with dad, he looked at me and said, I don't have a son. And I remember the things my dad said to me,
man.
Right, when I was 17, and I turned around, like, he hit that below the belt, and I turned around, and I was like, dude, okay. And I was like, the last time, you know, and I was like, the last time you and I are going to have, and we did have a few conversations later in life, but I was like, I'll be talking to your grave, buddy. And it's, you just got to be careful. I get it, and you might be really angry. And you might want to just vomit up how you're feeling. And you may have been legitimately wrong, but you got to ask yourself, like, do I want to end this relationship? Because I just don't know how things come back once they're out there like that. It's like a shockwave.
I think, and I do think things can come back, but I think, you know, it's like, to me, it's like a ligament. I know this is a bizarre analogy,
you know,
but
you're right.
Because you talk about stretching the fabric of your courage, stretching the fabric. And sometimes it gets injured.
Yes.
And I think you've just suffered an injury or that person did or whoever. And you know what? It might not come back to the where it was.
Right. Okay.
I think.
So then maybe the answer is, or maybe you have a conversation. But I did. I was like, wow, really with this? Wow. I mean, whatever. You're right. And I guess, so here's my takeaway. Number one, do not hold on to stuff. Talk about it in the moment. Number two, calm down before you have a conversation so that you don't say, it's one thing to yell, it's one thing to scream, but it's another thing to say, like, personal. You know what I mean? Like, where you go, oh, this is somebody's, like, Achilles heel. This is their weak spot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me jab in the knife. Yep. Don't, unless you want that relationship to be over,
don't go
restrain
there.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, write it on paper, talk to somebody else, get it out, and then go into that and say, well, like, hey, you know, in this situation, I feel like this. And really look at it, by the way. Because, like, when I responded to that person and I was like, okay, that was my birthday, you selfish jerk.
Well, I just, okay, now that we're here then, I'm just going to say, back in 2009, you...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got an interesting question for you, Manus.
Yes.
Should you or shouldn't you use an air purifier?
I don't know, because are you talking air purifiers or humidifiers?
Air purifier.
If you fart in the air, though, you're just recirculating the same fart, right?
Okay, so.
If it was bad air, you're just recirculating bad air.
So would you use an air purifier or not?
Yes.
No, I'd open the window.
Well, you,
isn't that you can't open, natural?
Opening the window is a good thing, but do you use an air purifier or not?
I do not. Oh, Nicole.
You or should you not? You know this.
I say yes, but that's because the cat has asthma, and we need the air purifier so she doesn't cough every morning.
The white cat that your gay boyfriend owns?
The white cat has asthma, and he's not gay. Yes. Wow.
The cat? It's not
the cat. No, well, no, the cat's not gay as far as I know, but I know the boyfriend's not gay. But the cat does have asthma, and the purifier helps her, so she doesn't sound like she's hacking up.
Well, the cat. Oh, it's a girl cat.
It's a girl cat.
Oh.
Sweet little thing.
Yeah, okay. So she needs the air purifier.
Well, listen to this. So Nicole is actually right, but, I mean, I've talked about it in a lot of books, but I read this article in Time Magazine, and it's a big deal, man. Now, first of all, your indoor air is more polluted than outdoor air by a mile, right? Which
that.
Is why
Especially
they, which
got
is
dogs.
Shocking. But it's not even the dogs. It's the off-gassing of the fumes in the paint, the fumes in your furniture polish, the crap in your carpet, your home cleaning supplies. It's all of that garbage. So yes, you open the windows, you get some house plants, and you know, I talked about it in Master Metabolism. I talked about it in Yeah Baby. But an air purifier can make a huge difference. So listen to this. I didn't know. This is why I'm bringing this up again, just because it kind of surprised me, the statistics. Okay. Air pollution causes 200,000 early deaths a year in the U.S., according to research from MIT. And it's been linked to, shocker, because I wrote about this in my book, yeah, baby, negative effects for children of pregnant mothers, preterm births, asthma, and autism.
Oof.
Dude, it's for real. Consider the other health hazards associated with breathing in everything from household cleaning products to furniture flame retardants and so on, right? So it's, you know, it talks about this kind. This is where we haven't really gotten into the details. So I have this HEPA air filter, mm-hmm. and I love it. When it comes to one popular type of purifier, so-called ionizers, the risks may outweigh the rewards. And mine is an ionizer. Threw me off. Ionizers generate negative air ions, which attract dust and allergens and other positively charged airborne particles and basically lock them in. All right, so you're like, okay, well, wouldn't that be great? In a study published in the Journal of Psychological Medicine, they talk about these people found that breathing air cleaned with negative ions could relieve symptoms of depression. There's a good amount of data tying pollution to depressed mood, especially among older adults. Dude, did you know this?
No.
Air pollution can cause depression? Okay, but here's the caveat. Ready? Unless you're using them in a very small space, the ionizers don't work very well. The amount of air in the room far exceeds the amount of air they're able to clean. So the ionizers only work in small rooms.
What about a humidifier then? Is an ionizer a humidifier?
No,
or are they two
it's
completely
totally
different things?
Different. A humidifier is just something that turns water.
Puts moisture in the
moisture
air.
Moisture in the air, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Let me just get this right. You just said that poor air quality in an environment causes depression.
Yeah. Preterm births, asthma, autism.
What are you looking at me?
200,000.
Stop farting in your bedroom.
It just falls out. It makes me up at night. It's like, what the hell? I'm just saying, I can't help it.
You got to find the humor thread through everything.
I love cabbage. God, I can eat cabbage. Cabbage at night, cabbage in the day. Just a big bowl of cabbage.
There's one other.
Cabbage.
Caveat is that,
yeah.
It's possible that ionizers may produce ozone. You know,
what does that mean?
You get mad. She gets mad at me.
It's Giancarlo's
fault. She gets mad at me, and I do this very straight segment about saving lives. She talks about eating cabbage and farting her brains out.
Well,
she talks about gas. I just don't understand. You know, which is it?
I wish you knew a little bit more about ionizers, because I don't understand what they are.
I'm telling
What's the
you,
difference between an ionizer and an air purifier?
I just told you what it does. So you don't listen. I just read it. Do I need to read it again?
No.
Ionizers generate negative air ions.
But why would you need that?
Because it attracts dust and allergens and other positively charged airborne particles and locks them in. It locks in toxins with negative ions.
Okay, people want to know what you
have. But it doesn't work as well if it's in a big space, and it's possible that it may produce ozone. And that's bad for the environment. So, what they say, blah, 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 HEPA, or high-efficiency particulate air, often refers, hang on a minute, so the best one is a HEPA, which is what I have, or a high-efficiency particulate air thing, that filter that removes 99% of particles above a certain size.
HVAC specialist.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Bullets
yeah.
here.
No, don't quit your day job.
Have a filter. Yeah, but did you know how serious that was?
No, I know the air quality.
A portable air cleaner is a worthwhile buy.
I got a menopause fan. I carry it with me everywhere. It plugs into my laptop. Keeps me cool.
Little USB
I have an
plug?
Attack. Yeah.
Nice. A menopause fan?
And it helps with the cabbage.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, we'd love to take your calls, but go ahead and tell them.
Well, the system is a little bit down. We're having some we're having some technical problems.
Okay, but there's more to it.
Well, okay.
Janice needs to talk to you guys.
When you we would love to do more of the it's just sometimes when you write into JillianPodcast@gmail.com, which we love to get your notes, but sometimes the notes are very long. And
she doesn't have the time to read them.
I am but a mere woman. Oh. I love to read, but I think we need to put a what do you call it?
She wants to give you guys limits.
Well, not
Well, but I'll give you plenty of time to talk on the show.
Yes.
But
that's what I mean. If we could condense the questions down, that would be really helpful because it's true.
Yeah.
I would rather put you on the air with Jillian so you can talk than with all the love in my heart, if we could maybe say what do you want to do with it? Shorter.
How give them like a word count or something. They don't.
Just a little paragraph.
A little paragraph. And then Janice can call you to set it up and she can elaborate.
Yeah.
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 But when it's a really, really
long letter.
When
it's two pages,
letter,
she doesn't read it, guys.
I can't read it all.
And then we don't get to it. And then you guys say, I wrote in, and then that's. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, right. But
see, like, look, I just asked on Twitter and then I got a bunch of them. And because there's only 140 characters. So like one was, can you talk about the benefits of colonics? And I said there aren't any. And so here's the answer. That's a huge misconception. Watch me do the job. Ready? Watch it. Here we go.
No, it's
colonics.
That's not
potentially can perforate your bowel. Can mess up the your good gut flora.
Natural gut flora.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. They can cause all kinds of electrolyte imbalances. And you should not stick a hose up your butt. It's a no. It's a uh-uh. No.
Is that really what all colonics is?
They put water in your butt and blast water down there into your colon.
You know what?
Yeah, but no, that's not how the body cleanses itself. It cleanses itself through the liver and the kidneys and the spleen. No. Absolutely nuh-uh. Nope, nopey, nopety, nope, nope, nope. It's a one-way street, man. Stuff's supposed to come out of there. See how quick I did that one? You see how quick?
But
here's another
that,
one. I have a lower back injury. Should I do core strengthening exercises? Are they helpful or hurtful? Does your app have those options? Well, yes, of course, my app has an entire core program. Let me just tweet her back. Answering on the podcast now. And
you know,
yes,
maybe that's it. Maybe we should say all the email should be
app has
140
and entire core program. Boomski. Now, with that said,
yes.
It depends on the injury, right? So obviously I'm not a doctor or a sports medicine doctor, but it depends on what's wrong and what you're doing. So like if you have a bulging disc, you certainly don't want to be doing any sort of rotation. It depends on what the injury is.
Yep.
So what I would say is if you have an injury, invest in at least one session with a physical therapist and have them show you what you can do. And my bird is just dumping chill.
Just a moment.
Why say no? Don't do that. No, booger pants. Just a moment.
Just a second.
One.
There we go.
Okay. No booger. Okay.
Invest in one session with a physical therapist and have them show you like, hey, this will exacerbate your injury. This will help you rehabilitate your injury because it's not just as simple as like, oh,
yeah,
you know, can I have a back injury? It's like, well, what do you have?
Yep.
You know, and what are you planning on doing? There's a million different ways to there's a lot of different ways to strengthen your core. So rotation is probably going to be a no. Anything that compresses your spine is probably going to be a no, but it depends what the issue is. So, you know, is it anything that's, you know, crunches, is that going to hurt it? It depends on what the issue is. So I would say...
That's good advice to yes. have it, just get it checked out first.
Yeah, another one said, what do you think? I know you're not a huge fan of paleo, but what do you think of the Whole 30? I mean, again, I've mentioned this before. I think that I look at diet like religion, right? I respect all religions for the most part. I respect all diets, meaning if you want to be omnivore, vegan, vegetarian, paleo, gluten-free. I just don't want people doing it because they think they have to. So for me, my issue with paleo is I think it's bad for the environment. I've read so many inconsistencies. Like some paleo people say you can eat, you know, some are like, oh, I eat fruit. Others don't eat fruit. Some eat certain nuts. Others don't. It's just like, and it's, I don't believe that they're correct. Like quinoa. They're like, oh, the anti-nutrients in quinoa, saponins, which studies have shown us that quinoa is actually anti-inflammatory to the system. It's perfectly good for you. There's nothing. That's where my issue with paleo, I get frustrated. And it's inconsistent. I don't think it's good for the planet. I don't think people should be eating that much meat, especially a diet with that much meat and not a ton of fiber. I don't think it specifically stresses the quality of the foods, although I have seen a lot of paleo people stress it. I have seen a lot of others that don't. So that's my kind of issue with paleo. And so the Whole 30, I mean, I would just be like, whatever. If you like it, great. These are the two universal rules. Number one, don't eat too much, no matter what it is. Number two, don't eat stuff that isn't food as often as you can possibly manage to avoid it. Yeah. Now, I mean, huh?
I know.
Look how quick. Look at me. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
So, okay.
That's right.
Okay. So you'll hear at the end of the show now, it's going to be a new call out for emails. But let's say, is 140, is that too?
Let's say three sentences, guys. Three sentences. And then we can call you and you can elaborate on the call.
All right.
Because Janice keeps shitting the bed and letting everyone down.
No, I don't.
You got to help Janice, guys.
Not.
Because she's busy. You know why? She's got another show. Do you read the questions for that show?
We don't do questions. Only you are I am not an expert. I am but a conduit of information. You are an expert.
Mm.
When I talk on the show, the other show, it's talking about things, local events, experts.
Mm.
When would you like to come on the show? I've noticed you've never, ever offered to come on the show.
You've never, ever invited me.
Jillian Michaels.
Has she invited me once?
I don't actually think you have.
No, you haven't.
Jillian Michaels, you know damn well there's always been an open door policy.
Produce the text or the email or the conversation. Produce it. Evidence.
You
produce.
This is what would happen. If I said, hey, Jillian, God, I'd love to have you on the
show. I'd say, okay, Manus, whenever. Would I not? I'm not going up to Vancouver.
So here's the deal. She would say whenever, but it almost sounds like neither of you actually want it. So until I see it in an email that says, Nicole, can you schedule this? Or Nicole, I'd love to have Jillian on the podcast. I will get you there.
Nicole laying down the law.
That is exactly how it has to go down. I need my paper trail.
She's chewing and falling asleep at the same time.
She grinds her beak. That's like when cats purr, parrots grind their beak.
Oh, I used to date someone who used to grind her.
Grind her beak. I don't get it.
I don't know. I what's wrong with me?
I didn't get it.
Three sentences or less.
Did you get it?
Yes, I'm compiling a small book of Janicisms.
Okay. Go ahead, Manus. Take it away, old girl.
All right. Don't forget to email us at jillianpodcast@gmail.com with new rules, kind of rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less. And a phone number.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.